Your 24-hour community station.
867 1190.
Near FM. I'm now delighted to be joined by Emma Horgan, who is Head of Campaigns and Community Engagement with the Children's Health Foundation. And Emma is joining me to talk about their Christmas Jumper Day campaign. Hello, Emma, how are you?
Hi, Adrienne. Thanks so much for the opportunity to be on with you.
Not at all. It's a great thing that you do each year, and it's a great thing for the public as well as for yourselves in order to get funds. That's what it's all about.
That's right. Yeah, so Christmas Jumper Day is a great chance to share some fun and laughter. And by celebrating it with Children's Health Foundation, you will help raise vital funds for sick children in Children's Health Ireland hospitals at Crumlin Temple Street and the Urgent Care Centre at Connolly. So it's a good campaign to put a smile on the faces of those around you by wearing your favourite or your worst Christmas jumper.
I know, yes. Well, some of the favourites would be the worst. Yeah, they'd
be
just
the
so tacky.
Yeah, it's a great way to put a, you know, to spread some cheer and joy and magic at the start of the festive season. So we're at Christmas Jumper Day is the 10th of December this year. And any jumper can be Christmas stuffed, if you like, with tinsel and glitter, pimping your pullover, sticking a Santa on your sweater. There's any jumper can fit in. And it can take place at home or in schools or in creches or work or Zoom, Teams, Google Meet, wherever people get to see your fabulous jumper.
So what exactly do people do? They put on their jumper, and then do you want them to upload something or get online or whatever, or do they just share it with their friends and family?
Yeah, they can do either. But basically, people can sign up at childrenshealth.ie/Xmas jumper, but it'll be on the childrenshealth.ie homepage, and they can sign up there and they'll receive a pack. So in the pack, there'll be, you know, a letter explaining about the work that Children's Health Foundation do. There'll also be a poster and baubles and a coin box and photo props. And then there's downloadables on the website as well of bunting, you know, that children can colour in or whoever likes to colour in, and Rudolph antlers, that type of thing. So pictures then can be shared online with the hashtag Christmas Jumper Day. So everyone gets to see the creativity on the day. And then we're asking people to make a small donation from that if they can.
I see. So how do they make the donations? That's the part, because that's the main part of the work.
Yeah. Well, there'll be a coin box in the pack that they'll receive. So if they're within health and safety guidelines, and there's people around who can put money in the coin box, that's grand. But there'll also be a QR code on the coin box that they can scan with their phone and donate on the website.
So what does that entail? A lot of people aren't going to be that savvy or techie savvy. So how do they do that?
Yeah. So a QR code is a little black and white box. And when you scan it with your phone, either with your camera or with a QR scanner app, it brings you directly to the childrenshealth.ie website. And then it's, you know, a regular online donation there on the donation page.
Right. And then if some of our listeners at home are just the ordinary, pick up a phone and call kind of people, they can just call your number 01709 1700. Yep, and then they can donate in that way, just over the phone.
Absolutely. Every avenue is open. You know, checks, postmortems can be posted in, whichever suits people is fine with us. And families who've attended the hospitals with their child have told us time and time again what a difference the funding makes to them. So whether that's because they've benefited from a procedure or service that previously maybe wasn't available, or because of a little touch of comfort and kindness during an incredibly hard time.
Yes.
So we're very grateful for any support that we get.
Oh, definitely. Yes. Every bit of support is needed.
It makes a big difference.
Oh, yes, most definitely. And so to just reiterate, I know Rob Kearney is your ambassador and the Irish rugby legend, and he launched all of this on the 1st of November. But just to go back over the dates and the website, if you can just give that again to the listeners.
Absolutely, yeah. Rob came in for photos to launch, which was brilliant, and he was delighted to be involved again in the campaign. He really liked the campaign. So Christmas Jumper Day is on the 10th of December, but it can be, you know, if people can hold it around that date. It doesn't have to be specifically on that day if they want. And the sign up is at childrenshealth.ie/Xmas Jumper, or the phone number, as you said, thank you, is 01709 1700.
That's brilliant.
All the ways to get in touch.
Excellent.
And
thank you so
sharing the pictures online.
Yes.
Christmas Jumper Day.
Right.
We'd love to see them.
That would be brilliant, yes. That is a good way of doing it, yeah, to share the pictures online and even take a picture of themselves and put it on their Facebook, put it up as their profile picture.
Absolutely.
All of that, to see people in there.
Brilliant.
Yeah, in their crazy Christmas jumpers. I remember one Christmas I bought a crazy Christmas jumper with bells and whistles and everything for a neighbour. I'm not sure whether he's worn it. I haven't seen it. Although
fabulous.
I know it was beautiful. I would have loved one myself. It was in the men's sizes, but he's very good. He puts out the bins for us, and he's such a lovely neighbour.
So
I always get him something at Christmas, and I just thought this would be funny that he could take out every Christmas, and I'd be kind of part of their Christmas celebrations in some way. Exactly.
You'll hear him coming with the bells.
Exactly. Yeah, but lately I said to him there, will he be wearing it this Christmas? And he said, no, not after COVID. He can't fit into the jumper.
Oh.
So I'll have to go and get an XXL the next time, you know. But it's great, you know. You even see Ryan Tuberty, you know, for the Christmas every year, you know, for the Christmas show. You're dying to see what sort of crazy jumper he's going to put on or whatever, you know. But so it's a fun way, and then still, please God, you'll get some funding through it, you know, and a lot
Absolutely,
of people will
yeah.
get on board. So thanks so much, Emma. You've been very good to come on and tell us all about it. And the best of luck with all of the fundraising and your work there, because, you know, without the Children's Health Foundation, you know, where would the sick children be? It's just, it's amazing work that you do. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Not at all. Thanks so much, Emma. Best of luck. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Now, lovely Emma Horgan there, head of the campaigns and community engagement with the Children's Health Foundation. And as she said, it's the 10th of December, but sure, you could do it for the week. You don't have to just pick the 10th of December and put on your craziest, lovely, prettiest, fanciest, all whistles blowing Christmas jumper and get together with your friends, have a little meal or a few drinks or a coffee morning, you name it, and try to get funding. Get the wallets out, get the cards out. And if you want to get on board, you can visit www.childrenshealth.ie/Xmas jumper, or you can call, as I said, 01709 1700.
Your 24-hour community station,
867 1190
Near FM.